Okay, the words endangered species might make you think of tigers and panda bears, fair enough. But environmental regulations also protect endangered trees, and that can impact the kind of wood used to make everything from kitchen tables to paper plates. The world's Daniel Gross wanted to know how these laws are enforced, so he visited a country that's cracked down on the trade in protected wood, Germany.
Gerald Koch describes himself as a wood detective. That's what it says on his office door at the Thünen Institute of Wood Research in Hamburg. To see his detective work in action, I ask him to look at one wood sample under a microscope. Without looking at the label, I want him to tell me the type of tree it came from.
Yes. We have a very typical parenchyma bends, and the parenchyma bends...
It doesn't take long to find a clue. Little stripes called resin canals, common in certain species of evergreen trees.
So it took you, a few seconds to identify the family?
Yes, right, yes. And now go on the genus level with high wood rays. It should be Dipterocarpus of the genus level.
He's right. The label says Dipterocarpus. The whole process takes around 60 seconds. Koch says he's been good with wood since he was a kid. His family worked in the timber industry.
My grandpa started with a sawmill, and directly as a small boy, I go with my family and have to help.
Today, Koch runs a laboratory funded by the German government. It includes a century-old reference library. A dozen shelves crammed not with books, but with 35,000 wood samples. There are even unusual objects, like a perfectly preserved plank from the Egyptian pyramids, and a hunk of rock-hard ebony.
Ebony from Madagascar, strongly protected.
It's so heavy that we can hardly lift it.
Try it. You must take both hands to put it here. Ah, small block, more about 30 kilograms, I think, yes.
Wow, that is heavy.
Yes, very heavy.
So-called wood detectives exist because of international law. For centuries, the buying and selling of rare wood has threatened forests worldwide. To this day, half of Amazon tree species are at risk of extinction. So in 1973, 80 nations signed the CITES Treaty, the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species. It's now law in 183 nations. Koch's lab helps enforce it. To show me how, he pulls out a guitar that was made in China. His lab chopped it in half to take samples, which they soften in boiling water. Then they cut thin slices and place them under a microscope.
In one guitar, we have identified about 20 different timber from Chinese market. Altogether, this is global market, we say, in one guitar.
Koch's colleagues have even started to study wood byproducts, like charcoal and paper. One scientist, Andrea Olbrich, can identify species by looking at single cells in wood pulp. This week, the lab tested fence posts, supposedly made of high-quality chestnut.
We cut it and I make a first observation, it was the wrong timber.
Turns out, it's cheap hazelnut.
Did they use the wrong timber just by mistake?
I think it's a more cheaper. It's a question of money.
Those who sell protected woods have to pay big fines and turn over their products to the police. The laboratory contains dozens of confiscated products, including furniture seized from yard sales and eBay. Not everyone believes that these regulations work. George Grun, a Nashville guitar salesman, says his industry has been paralyzed by regulations on rosewood, a crucial raw material. To sell guitars built decades ago, you now need an expensive permit.
So you can't get wood to make new guitars, and on vintage and used ones, you still can't export them without the bleeping permit.
Grun, who also has a degree in zoology, would prefer a different approach. He thinks that if countries could sustainably make money from trees, they'd want to protect their forests. Gerald Koch of Germany's Thünen Institute feels it's his job to enforce the existing laws. And he thinks it's up to all of us to know where our products come from.
We say in German, Unwissenheit schützt vor Strafe nicht.
So it's like a lack of awareness.
Mm-hmm. Schützt nicht vor Strafe.
Doesn't protect you from punishment or doesn't protect you from consequences.
That's right.
So the next time you spot some vintage wood furniture at a yard sale, be careful. The wood detectives may be watching. For The World, Daniel Gross, Hamburg.